and we should remind ourselves, try and remind ourselves this as often as we can, that each one's got its reason why, perhaps that's the reason why the Torah would have said that you're chayav. So therefore we need the Torah to be mechadish all of them, because without being mechadish all of them, we wouldn't know any of them. At least that's how, at the moment, we're understanding. Yeah? If the Torah would be mechadish all of them, since each one's got its unique reason why it's also, so if the Torah would have written that, you wouldn't have known the other one. Of course, if the Torah told us the most maker one, we would have known the other ones, but the problem is neither of them have the most makers. Each one's got a reason why it's more chol. So there is no most maker. If it would be, let's say, there'd be one thing that's the most reason why it should be potter. And yes, the Torah says Yechayev, and maybe we would know everything else is chayev as well. But there isn't such a thing. So therefore, the Torah needed to try all of it. But once the Torah did write all of it, after the Torah did write all of it, and the Torah said Mishnah, every single one of them, they share the same halacha. What they share, even though it's not you that did it, it was your money, but you're chayev to pay. So now, why is it that you're chayev to pay? Why is it that you're chayev to pay? Is it because each one's got its umrah? That's why you're chayev to pay? Is that what the reason is? No. Since each one's got a different khumrah and each one's chayev to pay, so it must be that there must be a different reason why you have to pay. It doesn't make sense to say the reason why you have to pay is this one because it's mosras, this one because it's not, and this one because it's okay, and this one's because it's That doesn't make sense to say. I'll tell you in a second why. So since that's not going to be so logical to say that, therefore, we say there must be some other fundamental reason which is kiver why they have to pay, and that is because since you're meant to look after your money and you didn't, the Torah says you have to pay. That's one answer that answers four different questions. Why is it that Karen has to pay? Why is it Shen has to pay? Why is it Rega pay? Boy has to pay? Why my age? Why is it? One answer answers all of those questions. You know why? The moment of Shem also that. If that's true, then from here I can learn to other things as well, which are all memorial. And Shmiras and Refa, I'll be able to learn, they're going to be chayav for those as well. For instance, somebody leaves a stone up in the on the roof, and the wind blows off and creates a boy. It's memorial. Shmiras and Refa. Maybe we'll be able to learn something new, which is not spoken in the Torah. We'll be able to learn something new to tell me that. Right? That is that. So now Yossi asks, why is it that we have to look for a common denominator? Why can't we say each one is its own reason? That's a yisoid which is mentioned all over Shas. For instance, the shoita. What is a shoita? What is a mishuga? Somebody who's not all there. What's a shoita? He's not there at all, actually. What's a shoita? Shoita is, the Gemara says, you know, everybody's got their idiosyncrasies. Everybody's got a certain element of shigat. So what is a shaita? So Gemara says a shaita is somebody who goes to sleep in the basic forest, walks around at night, and tears his clothes in anger. Tears his clothes. That's a shaita. So if he does one of them, then he's not a shaita. Somebody goes to sleep at night in the basic forest. Maybe he wanted to communicate with the dead. Maybe he had a fight with his wife and wanted to run away. Somebody walks alone at night. Maybe he had to go to the pharmacy. And somebody tears his clothes. Maybe he suddenly had a surge of anger and he tore his clothes. So if you have any raya, you're a shaita. If you do any one of them. If you do all three, it's a raya shaita. That guy's a shaita. Why is that a raya? Maybe he went to sleep in the basic class because he had a fight with his wife. And maybe he walked at night because he had to go to the pharmacy. And maybe he tore his clothes and he was angry. So what's the raya? It's a shaita. He did all three. So there's a yisoid, which Chaim Brisk said that that's the Gemara. If you have three questions which you can answer with one, then that's the answer. Instead of giving three different answers to explain one question, and you can give one answer to answer that question, then the one answer is the answer. Three answers is not. If you've got a choice between one answer or three, then the answer is one. So if you have one question, why is this guy doing these weird things? I've got one answer, he's a shaita. That would then explain to me why is he sleeping in the basic forest, Why is he walking the pharmacy? And why is he tearing his clothes? Or instead, I could give three separate answers, each one a different thing. You say that otherwise, if you have one answer that can answer a question, instead of three different answers to answer the same question, the answer is the one. That's the answer. You say it is one. And that's going to be the same by every Tzad HaShoah. To answer Binyamin's question, my son Binyamin's question, which we bothered yesterday, that why should there be, I've got here, a reason why Karen is chayiv, and a reason why Shen is chayiv, and a reason why the boy is chayiv, but different reasons why it could be. That could be true. Each one could have its own reason. But there could be one answer will answer all of them. It's Mamon Chan Shmer Selecha. That's one answer will answer all five. That's the answer. If you have one answer to answer your soul, instead of five different possible answers, to answer each one slightly, answer that one and answer that one individually, I've got one answer that answers all five, one question and one answer. Instead of five different answers, the soul is. And that the Gemara teaches us from Shaita. The soid is, if you have a choice between one answer and three different answers, the one answer is the answer. That's the soid that you have to take from the soid.
Well, where's the source to know that?
I just told you Shaita. I just proved you
this. I thought Shaita was completely teaching us opposite. I'll explain. If you have one of those three things,
yeah,
it's not a Shaita.
Right.
But if you have one of the four Alban Ezekiel, he is a
Mazik. Yeah, no, because
it's not, I think you don't know three. The Rav just said a second ago, in order for him to be a Shote, he has to do all three. One is not.
That will therefore define him as a Shote. Here we're not defining anyone as a Mazik. We're not defining. Here we're saying the Torah says this one's Chayim Nezik, and this one's Chayim Nezik, and this one's Chayim Nezik, this one's Chayim Nezik. Each one the Torah gives the same din for five different things. So why is that? So you can have a question. So I'm bringing a raya from Shaita. I'm saying this is a Shaita. I'm saying bring a raya from Shaita. If you have a question, which one answer will answer three difficulties. Why is this guy doing this? And why is this guy, the same guy doing this and the same guy doing that? Why is he doing three different things? One answer will answer that question because he's a Shaita. Then that is the answer. That's his soid. His soid ritual but have to be a couple. It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense as well. If you have one answer which answers multiple questions, then the answer is the correct answer as opposed to giving five different answers. So that's the moshul. The moshul is Shaita. By Shaita, you see it. You have one question. Why is this guy doing these things? You could give three different answers, or you give one answer. And one answer answers the question, and three different answers also answer the question. But one answer is, if you've got one answer that can answer a question, or three different answers, the one answer is the real correct reason, right? If you want a different model, you have a kid who doesn't go to school. Why has he got, maybe he's not going to school because he's got a headache, or because of stomachache, or because, if the kid gives five different reasons why he's not going to school, you know, the real reason is that he doesn't want to go to school, right? That's the real reason. There's no, it's a, he said it up as one answer instead of three, then one answer is correct. So now, if we bring that to our case, that's a moshul from Shaita. If we bring that to our case, we see the Torah says there's a chiyuv nezek for this, for this, for this, for this, for this. Chiyuv nezek. Why is there a chiyuv nezek? Nezek. Each one of them could have an answer. Each one of them could have their own answer. What's the answer? Kavanos Hazik. Each one could give its own individual answer, but there could be one answer which will answer all of them. What's that one answer? So you have a choice. How do you want to learn? When we see that the Torah says Yechayim Nezik for five things, why is it Yechayim Nezik five things? Is it because each one's got its own individual reason? Well, no, there's something which is sad. If you have a choice between one answer or five, the one answer is the correct answer. That's the correct answer. Instead of saying that each one's got its own reason, I can tell you one reason which will explain all five. That is the answer. The reason why Karen is chayiv is not because Kavanos Lehazik. I know that, because the other ones don't have it. The other ones don't have it. So I know, and they're still chayiv. So the reason is, you don't want to know why? Because we're going. Ah, Now I understand Karen, understand Regal, understand Shane, understand Boy, and I understand Ish, I understand all of them. Oh, wow, one answer answers me five questions. That is the answer.
What's enough for me to come to that decision?
Whether we can learn other things. Whether we can learn other things.
So each one that fits those five categories, four categories, say that's the thing. Why you have to say to me, and I
have to. You want to explain your question again?
What?
Explain your question again.
We just said, we gave a reason for each of the four, right?
Each of the five, yeah.
So the question is, just say, anything that falls within one of those five, is it? Why do you have to come?
What do you mean within one of those five? What do you mean by falls within one of those five? That means you say it's got kamarosela hazik. That means you're saying each
anything
one. Then you're saying that each one, the reason why it's chayv is because it's got this. Why?
I'm saying anything that fits that category.
What do you mean that category
is chayv?
What do you mean by that category? There's five categories. What category are you talking about? It's not true. Shen is not kamarosela hazik. Shen is not kamarosela hazik.
I'm saying something different. I'm saying if something fits that category, it's that.
What
I'm saying anything that fits that category.
I don't care.
Is that.
Yossi, I don't care if it fits.
Yes. Look, does it check off that box? Yes. Okay, so he's higher. Does it check off this box? Yes, he's higher. Why have to come up and give me a new rule?
I want
to
know, what do you mean by the box, though? When the Torah says that all those five boxes have to pay Nezik. Why is it? Is it because each box has its own reason? Or is it one reason to explain all those five boxes? And I'm telling you that Yesoid is, if you have one answer that can explain five things, instead of giving five different reasons to explain five things, the one answer is the correct answer.
They're all correct. Both versions are correct.
No, it's not. Because if you're going to tell me the reason why you're chayv to pay is because kavanos and ahazik, and the reason why you're chayv to pay is because it fits into that box and that box and that box, then you're telling me that each one you need that reason.
No.
Yes.
I didn't say that.
Each one, the reason for that one is because of that. That's what you're saying.
No.
So if you're saying what I'm saying, give up. If you're not saying what I'm saying, terrible. Okay? The vault is that if you've got one answer that can explain that big enough commit at the end, if there's one answer that can explain why all those five boxes, call that boxes if you want, why those five boxes have a chiyuv. If there's one answer, so the Torah speaks about Karen, Karen also has it. Now it's true, there's other things also Karen also has it. What would be if an animal? Sure, I'll come to you, but we want to just finish off this way.
Well, this is similar to
One second, just. Kavanosa Hazik, that's Karen, but it could be other Kavanosa Hazik, it could be Beita. So Beita, of course, is in the box of Karen. I don't have a doubt about that. Beita is a box of Karen because Beita is Kavanosa Hazik. And then you have things which are Anolazika. There's a box of Anolazika. And you have things which are other things which are Anolazika, rolling in fruit in order to scratch itself or something. So that's another thing that fits into the box of Anolazika. And then you have a third thing which is Dauki Leiduch Rahazik. That's a box of Dauki Leiduch Rahazik. And then you have a fourth thing about Tchilas Asiyos and Ezek. It could be multiple things of Tchilas Asiyos and Ezek. It's only put a stone down on the floor. It's Tchilas Asiyos and Ezek. Okay. So we've got lots of boxes explaining each one with multiple things inside them. But what's the reason why each of those five boxes are chayv? Is it that box that contains Keren and also Be'ita? Is that box because the reason why it's chayv because kavanos hazik? Those are all the same attributes. Is that the reason why it's chayv hazik? And then we move on to the other box. The other box is dark leilach hazik. Is the reason why it's chayv because it's dark leilach hazik? And then the third box and the fourth box of it is each one's labeled its attribute. Is the reason why it's chayv because of its attribute? Or I can give you one reason which will explain all five boxes. Each one's got its attribute. The one reason why the chayv to pay. Which one do we do? Do we say each box is because of its attribute? And there's multiple things in each box. And like you said, each one, if you find something which is kamos hazik, it goes in that box. And if you find something which is dark and it goes in that box. Is the reason why each box is chayv for its own reason? Kamos hazik, dark and hazik.
Why not?
Or one reason which can explain all five boxes.
Nothing.
I'll tell you in a second. Is it one reason to explain all five, Or is it each one's got its own reason? And he studied this one answer which will explain all five. That's what's the real answer. Instead of saying five different answers to explain each box, one answer which will explain all five, that is the real answer. What's an afkamina? Maisa, the Torah says this one, what's an afkamina? An afkamina, what would be if I find something that's not just kavanos rahazik, and it doesn't fit into any of the boxes? We'll find cases as we go along. It doesn't fit into any of the boxes. It's somewhat different to any of the boxes. But it's still memoincho ushmiyosan. Would you be happy?
No.
If you could find something that doesn't fit into the boxes on its own, but it's memoincho ushmiyosan. So if the reason is because each attribute is what's machayev, then you can't, because it doesn't have that attribute. But if once we've seen the five cases the Torah speaks about, we now know the real answer is, we now know that, then it can include other things as well. Because it doesn't have to be in the boxes anymore. We know now that the reason why Yachayim is not because we know that's not the reason. The reason why you saw it, so if so, other things as well.
What word did the Torah reveal to them?
Five, Tzadashot.
I'm asking, what word in the Torah? Because now we're being machmir on a person. We're saying it doesn't fit one of these five categories, but it has the commonality and category that we just created. Who gave us the permission to create this one grouping that brings things even outside of these five categories, which are literally written in the Torah?
That's one of the evil myths. I'll tell you an address, man. That's called a Tzad HaShover, which tells you this is so. If you have one reason which will explain to me all five, then that is the reason.
How do you group all these for a Tzad HaShover?
Because they all share the same mark. They all share the same halach. They have different attributes, different things. They all share the same halach. They have sad shalom. They all are moin chav.
It's different to them. Karen, it's different
time first. That's why. Now is going to answer. Why did I need it? Mom's going to say, from two of them, I could have learned all of this thing. But because the Torah wrote extra ones and tell me extra. I think Mom is going to speak that for him. Each one's got a special possibility. This one's not Haifa Toman, this one's Chatinetic, each one's got a special thing. But there's one Yesoid which will answer all the five. One Yesoid.
If we have a Tzad HaShava, which can be other forms of asset, that would also be a device on that one?
Yes, sure. And then we're going to see as we go along. So one second, yes, sure, I want to come to you because I know you've been waiting very patiently. The Yisoid is, accept it because it's an emistic Yisoid. It's 100% true. It's a Yisoid and Chaim in life as well. If you have a situation when you've got one real answer, will answer all the spheres, and you have multiple different reasons why somebody's behaving a certain way, there's one real answer. It's an emistic answer, emistic involved in life. It can be a person who thinks about it, they'll see it's so negay in many, many aspects. Many aspects. You have a guy who speak about themselves, but they come really for davening, and they're not so much good about brokers, and they're not so much good about learning time, not in proper time. That could be come really because it's hard to get up in the morning. And not so much with the brokers because he's in a hurry the whole time. And doesn't have time for learning. Well, there could be one thing. He's lacking one thing. And then what's so important, because if you know what you're lacking, you can work on it. If you know what you're lacking, a person can work on such a thing. So if a person realizes he's late for davening and he doesn't say brokers properly and he doesn't find the time for learning Torah, that shows he's lacking in his connection to Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. So instead of being mad, okay, I'm going to make sure to get myself up on time in the morning, I'm going to tell somebody to throw me water. That's not the point here. The point is not that you've got a problem to wake up in the morning. There's a more fundamental point. There's one underlying cause. So if a person does patching up this and patching up that, he hasn't dealt with the problem. And that's his soid achaim, it's his soid in life. which is negea in none. That is, you say that like, if a person notices he's got multiple points that needs chizuk, and there's one underlying cause, then the point is to focus on the underlying cause instead of focusing, patching up each one. Oh, you know what? I've got a problem waking up. We're going to make sure that my bed turns over in the morning. That life sort. And that problem comes on dummy. I'm going to work on the translation of dummy. It's the third problem, like a shah. Kind of is if there is other issues. So, anyway, that's just a muscle for that. You say that, though, and also we have to come to a shah in a second. Right? No, it shouldn't be very, very patient.
It's okay.
Oh, you sure want to? Okay.
The common denominator is two or one. When we say Mamuncha and Shmuel Salamecha, it's two or one?
The we'll see. We have to learn that still. Shmuel Salamecha maybe is the reason why I have to pay, or maybe not.
Because I have to do Mamuncha, for example.
For example. Very good.
You
have to call somebody else. Yeah. Mamuncha boy is not necessarily your boy. Because the boy is in the streets. Yeah, that Tosis is going to speak. So Tosis stuff. Since it's not that, you want a base, we're going to call it Dafka.
So why is he not
going to
call it Dafka?
Yeah, yeah. Tosis have given on a base. Out loud. We have to start the
base. We
have
already. We did a different pairing.
Right.
Say that. Which
doesn't exist. Yeah, the Gemara have given on a base. Yep. Now the Gemara says Dafka and Lila Chalat. All these things are Dafka to cause damage. And Azikim. And you have to, that's what the Gemara is. Let me just say, the Mamoncha was, well, I said based on the Gemara, which we've learned actually in the second page, but Tosis is going to talk about. Okay, fine. Yes, sure.
Is opinion on the reverse of the Sadashava?
But Sadashava is made from two, and Binyanav is one.
Well, you have one, but you could go,
there's something else in the Torah. If you take it to one example, then you go right to that from that example to anything. But that's because it's just one example, there's no formula or kula. Then something else called the tzad shot, when you have, each one's got a certain formula to it. So that can't be the, so why you hype? Is it because each one's formula? Or no, since they have a common denominator, we say that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fine. Let's see in the Tosis. We're up to Tosis. Now, this was all a good example for understanding Tosis. There I show you. You have it. Besides, also a good example for the first very, very, very important Yisoid of Atzad HaShoah. Lo yaya show you. I have it. Pirush says Tosis. We're in the third Tosis of the double pick. Lo yaya show you. I have it. So the. We did it yesterday, but it's part of the share which failed to multiply. Pirush, what does Hare mean? What does Hare mean? I'm just going to point out that the word Hare and the word Re actually are the same word. And in our sugya, for some reason, Hare means different. So Pirush says, what does Hare mean? In Kulosu shall show it to Kulosu Shamave. The kula of shoy is not equivalent to the kula of mavet. Meaning, which one's more of a kula?
The second one.
Right. This kula is not equivalent to that one. That one's better. Right. The mafashi come on the gemara. By the more than explain, the man lo ma tono shoy the kamei umavet shinoi. Now, going to be discussing one exactly shoy or mavet, but according to the opinion, the shoy means care and mavet means shame. So shoy can't be learned. Shoy, Mabe can't be learned from Shoy because Shoy cannot say that has it. Shoy is Kavanah to damage. Mabe in Kavanah has it. Mabe doesn't have Kavanah to damage. Rafichach, therefore, Ikosu Rachmana Shoy. Had the Torah just written Shoy, Loi Osi Mabe Mine, you wouldn't have been able to learn Mabe from it.
I thought it was.
Did I see it? I think so. No? Did I see it? Which word? No? I'll say again, I'm not sure I read every word. Pish in Kulosi, I'm starting again, please. Pish in Kulosi shall show the Kulab show is not like Kulosi Shamabe, like the Kulab Mabe. Because in fact, they come on big more. Like the Gemara is going to explain soon. The man of Matona Shoy the Kamei, according to the man of Matona who learned, Shoy is Karen, who Mame is Shinoi, and Mame is Shane.
The Gemara says that.
The Gemara is Tom.
But not Rabbi. Rav says that Shoy is all of them, and Mame is Adam.
Yeah, Shmuel.
But Shmuel says that Shoy is regular.
That's Maskon's Gemara. But this, in the Hammond of the Gemara thought Shoy was Karen.
And even the Gemara thought
Mame and Drake. Yeah. So then the Shoy. The Shoy, Kavanosel Hazik, the Gemara says the reason why you can't have Mavet from Shen is because Shoy is Kavanosel Hazik, or Mavet in Kavanosel Hazik, and Mavet's not Kavanosel Hazik. Or the Fichor, E. Kosach Mona Shoy, had the Torah written Shoy, Lo Osi Mavet Mine, you could not learn Mavet from it. Why? Shehu Kal Mine, it is more Kal than the Shoy. Okay, so that's what it means. Loi hare hashoy kare hamabe. You wouldn't believe the kula of shoy is not equivalent to the kula of mabe. The kula of mabe is greater than the kula of shoy. The impure shoy kishama kumi shibetalmud. The pshat of hare is not the same as other places in the Talmud where we find loi ize kirize. Very often, and better than the peg, we're gonna have it soon. Lo yizeh, kir yizeh, which this line is always said after we know that the Torah has spoken about both of us. And we now want to work out why are they chayv. And the Torah says, the Gemara says, Lo yizeh, kir yizeh. The chumr of one is not like the chumr of the other, meaning that the reason why you're chayv to pay is not because this one's got this chumr. And this one's got that chumah, because they don't share the same chumah. So what is the reason to why the chayv to pay? It's not the shomer's rent. Instead of giving two different answers to explain why the chayv, one misoid gives it, it's not the shomer's rent. So we may know. The awesome pirushoi. There, around the first white line there, the explanation is, ein chumah shozeh, ke chumah shozeh. The chumah of one is not the same as the other chumra. Lo yizek, yizek, the chumra of one is not the same chumra as the other one. Olekach, ein chumra is koymais zadin. If we find two things, and each one has a different chumra, but they both share the same halacha, so it can't be the chumra is koymais zadin, like we explained at the beginning of the shiur. It can't be that the reason why a chayv is because of the chumra. Because the other one doesn't have that chumah, and it's still chayiv. Elo, hatzad ha-shova shemen goyin adin. The reason why the chayiv nezek is because they've got something in common. They've got something on it. They've got something in common. Okay, that's, Tosafot says, you should know, lo yarei, and our Mishnah is not the same as lo yarei elsewhere. B'shina kana talmud pirusha. And the Talmud changed the pshat of Harei from everywhere else and wrote it pshat of Kula, Mibisham Mekoymais, Vishinakan, a Talmud Pirushoi. The Talmud changed its pshat, Mibisham Mekoymais, from other places. Vishum, because in our Mishnah, Hizke HaChomo Trile. The Chomo is mentioned first. Shoy and Mabe are more Chomo than Ish. We mentioned the Chomot Chila Veloi Zeh Vezeh Sheish Ben Rechaim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Loi Zeh Vezeh Sheish Ben Rechaim Kare Eish. So there, the Chum is mentioned first. So since the Chum is mentioned first, so Kare here would have to be using the word Kula. But these Chomot things don't share the same Kula. They don't have as much Kula as Ma'az Eish. Eish is more kal. Eish has got more reason of leniency. So if you have the chomo first and then the kal, and you say loy ze keze al kochach hare he must mean kula. Right? If you have the chomo first, this chomo thing is not as much like that. Means this doesn't have as much kula as the other thing. There. Right? That is the tesis. Option is able to do the third tesis of the pig, which brings us now to the fourth.
Was that
one
clear on that one?
Anyone not clear on it?
I understand the concept, but I'm not sure if I'd be able to read it.
So, we actually understood it.
Yeah.
And David understood.
That's what I read.
Well, the first half was short, the second half almost not clear.
Not very gruesome.
It was the last line.
Just the last line? Is she not kind of talent?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back a bit further. Ain't Bruce Kishama Kremis, third last line. Ain't Bruce, fourth last line. Ain't Bruce Kishama Kremis, should have told it. What does that mean?
So where are you?
Fourth last line. Second last line.
Usually what you mean tomorrow?
Ain't Bruce Kishama Kremis, should have told it. What does that mean?
That the use of here is different than
other places. Then, well, we find lo yizeh, the expression lo yizeh, the hosom, pirushoi, the everyone else twisted lo yizeh. The explanation is, ein chumra shel zeh, ke chumra shel zeh. If you see two things are chayev, the reason why it's chayev is not because this one has this chumra and that one has that chumra, because neither of them have the same chumra. This chumra, this one doesn't have the chumra of that. So e means the word chumra. Generally it means chumra. And then when it says lo yizeh ke yizeh, what does the Gemara say? Lo yizeh ke yizeh, lo yizeh ke yizeh.
They don't share the same.
Tzala, tzala, shava shemem. That's what the Gemara says. So whenever it means that, it means it's not the chumra that causes it. It's not that chumra that causes it. So what is causing it? Tzala shava. Is explaining the Gemara. Lo yizeh. Also, Birushoi, first white line in the first word. Also, Birushoi. Ein chumus shel zeh, ke chumus shel zeh. Okay, ein chumus going mizah din. It's not the chumus which are causing this din. Ela tzala shove shebehen goyim adin. It's a tzala shove which is goyim the din. That's what it means everywhere else in Shas. Everyone else, if your kid asks you to translate, what do you mean by lo re'i? What does the word re'i mean?
It's chumra.
Chumra. The chumra of this is not like the chumra of this. So the reason why this is chayev, it can't be because of its chumra. Because you see, that one's also chayev, it doesn't have that chumra. And that one, you see, it's chayev, it can't be because of its chumra, because that one's also chayev, it doesn't have the chumra. So what is the reason why it's chayev? It's on the shoveh. Mishina kanatan. Why in our Mishnah did our Mishnah change and become Harei, all of a sudden became the Kula and not the Chumra? It's Shina Kana Talmud, Pirushoi, Mimishama Kremis. The Talmud here changed the explanation as opposed to all the other places. Mishnah his kid, but we have a big problem. Why our Mishnah here, all of a sudden Harei means Kula? What happened to the word Chumra?
Because the order
there it is. How it has to be. Because our order is Loya Shuri Karen Mavi. Loya Mavi Karen Shuri. And then it carried on. The Loya Zeb is there. Sheesh Beruachayim. Kareesh Shemeruachayim. That word Hare in the Mishnah cannot mean anything else other than Kul. Right? Because we're saying that the Those, the Shoy and Mavet, which have Ruach Chaim, they are not comparable to Ish, which doesn't have Ruach Chaim. What does that mean? Not comparable for what? That they're more Mekel or more Chomel? What does that mean? Something which has Ruach Chaim, is it more of a reason to be Chayiv or less of a reason to be Chayiv?
More
of a reason. And it said, Loi, Zeh, Sheyesh Ben Ruach Chaim, Karia Ish, Shem Ruachim. So Aray here must be a Kula. So therefore, since in our Mishnah, the Mishnah, Haray must be used in connotations with Kula. So throughout this period, whenever we're going to be talking about Lo Shoy, Karia Mabe, we're going to be saying that the Shoy is the more Chomo and the Mabe is the more Kal. We're saying that the Shoy doesn't share the same Kula as Mabe. Mabe is more Mekel than Shoy. That's why the Talmud, one left later on, says, that Shor is more chomo than Maveh. That's what it means. Shor is more chomo than Maveh, because the next line in the Mishnah is more important. And if you carry on, the Mishnah goes even further. Again, is the reason to be chayv, and ain dark lelechazik is the reason to be more makel. And the Mishnah says that these are not karei haboy, means like a kula, right? Harei means a kula. So here in our Mishnah, harei became a kula. Why is it that way? Why did we set it up that way? Because the Mishnah was going in the order of Shor, Boy, Mabe, Heve. Shor, Mabe comes before Heve, and the Mishnah spoke out. The Shor, Mabe is not comparable to Heve, and that's going to be, it has a more kula more than Heve. I mean, Heve is more kula more than Heve.
Is this one place in Shas that it has this kind of order?
I don't know of another place. I mean, there is no other place, right. But definitely Tosis says other places Harei means kula.
Okay.
Right. So
it's the only way you can learn how to call the Chomer. So it's got to be called by way of, in order for it to be stronger, in order to work out the.
You want to say why the Torah of this? And
well, you said the Rambam would never work. That's what
the way the Mishnah wrote, I'll show you both my behemoth, so cute. And then the Mishnah is saying why we needed each one. And to show you Mabe, if you have shown Mabe, you would not be able to learn Heaven. Carry, Ish is more.
So it's all because of fire. Why it's more because fire is the last to be spoken in the Sukkim. So it had to be located where it is. In order to continue with that belief, then.
Already here, man.
How could
it
happen?
Right. So this is the third stage of Masadai Ashok and Mabe. Mabe Kare Ashok. Beloy Zevazay Shish Beruchayim Kare Ish. Shame Beruchayim. In the first case of Shoya Mabe, it doesn't say why. It doesn't say why Shoya is more common than Mabe. And doesn't say why Mabe is more common than Shoya. Expects you to work it out. Why? It didn't need to explain the Chuma like it did here by Eish. Reshum. Tachad mechad kal limsoi chuyma ve'echot mashayin v'chavei. Rashum, tachad mechad, one versus another one. Kal limsoi chuyma, it's easy to find. It's not difficult to work out why one is more chomo than the other. It's easy to find a chuyma, an element of stringency ve'echot mashayin v'chavei, what there isn't in the other one. Right? You have Shor and you have Shem. Don't take too much effort to work out what in Shor is there that there isn't in Shem. Shor, Kamasazik. Ah, good. Kamasazik. Don't even speak out. Say that on this Mishnah is something you can use your head for, speak out for. Mishnah says every person can work out. And you have Shem. Shem versus Shor, also not too difficult to work out. Shen's gone, come on, Alazik. So, okay.
I'm assuming you're signing Shor as being.
Yeah, sure. If right, we know what Shor is, if we know what Mama is, then we don't need to speak out what it is. And if we don't know what Shor is, and we don't know what Mama is, it's not going to help to speak out. Right?
Also, Shor also includes Rabbi.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so what is the Maila Shor, which means regal? Which means Keret, Shen, and Rego, Kuntarab, versus Odom. Which, what element does that have that's Chayim, which Odom would not be Chayim? Right. Good point, I'm not going to speak out.
So, which element does he have? Or
what attribute? What attribute, Chomo attribute, does Shoy have, which Odom doesn't have?
Seeing this, if you said Shoy, you would know Odom?
Okay.
Right, but you wouldn't know all the.
Say them. Okay.
So we're to mention them.
At the moment, we're learning attributes, right? But and the Gemara is going to speak out. So that we have to wait for. A very valid point. The Gemara is going to speak out. Okay. That first point of Tosis. So till Vahar, that's point number one. If you want to put just numbers, I used to do that when I was learning Tosis. When Tish would list a bunch of halachas, a bunch of points. So in order to remember them, I say, there's 5 points in Tosfos, or 4 points. This is the first point of Tosfos. Okay, the first point is that Vashem Mavet didn't speak out the other side, didn't speak out what the Chumrah is, Vashem came, but the next stage it did. Why? Because one against one, easy to do. When you've got two things against one, well, then it's really harder. We had to speak out that these have Ruach. Point number two of thesis is why did the Mishnah not talk backwards? Why did the Mishnah not say that lo yareh ha'esh kareh ha'shoi ha'mavim? By shoi ha'mavim, it did that. Lo yareh ha'shoi kareh ha'mavim, lo yareh ha'mavim kareh ha'shoi. It went both ways, right? This way and that way. Why ba'esh did it not do that? Why ba'esh did not say lo yareh ha'shoi? And what did say, Loi Zebazer, Sheish Ben Rachayim Kareish. So why did the Mishnah not say, Loi Eish? Because Zebazer. Why did the Mishnah not do that? There's this was Mishum. She Loi Hoya Yochay Limzay Chumre.
The word, we all read the words, could be Pani Lehil.
If I didn't, you can read it. Okay. What does it mean? Mean like we just said earlier, like we learned earlier. Well, the Leitonah, go back to the beginning of the line, third line, fourth word of the line. Well, the Leitonah, Hochim, Le'aria Ish, Kareya, Shoy, Bamabe. Kidigtoni Le'el, like I said earlier, Le'aria Mabe, Kareya, Shoy. Mishom, Sheloy, Hoyokoy, Linsoy, Chumre, Masha'im Mishneh. Because we couldn't find the Chumrah. There is no Chumrah in Eish that there isn't in the other two.
It destroys everything.
There is no Chumrah. That's why I said when we spoke at the beginning of Shir, it's a bit difficult to find what the Chumrah in Eish is unique that the other two don't have. Well, there is one thing that's unique. Koyach Achem Ur.
That's
why reason to be if it's because there's another outside force pushing the fire and it's not going in and it doesn't go according to its own sense, like Rashoi does, by Rashoi. Outside element that's fueling the fire. The fire itself is not doing it. It's that outside element. So it's nothing to do with me now. My animals do with me. I can tell my animals to go from A to B. Everything's up to me. To totally bidaiti. I didn't give my fire. Nothing to do with me. I made the fire. And now, whoa, I can go anywhere. So that maybe is a chomor. Maybe Eish is more chomor. Because Eish is something which is not under your control at all. So of course you're going to be chayv. The Torah says, if you made the fire, had the Torah written Eish, you would have thought, Dafke Eish, because you've unleashed a force that's completely under your not under your control. It's depending on the wind. Of course you could put a wall around it, but depending on the wind, it's not under your can't hold it down, right? Maybe that's why the person didn't put a wall around it. The person didn't put a wall around it. And the fire went off. You want to know why the Torah said you're chayv? Because leaving it out, something which is not under your control, is such a extreme level of negligence. Of course you're chayv for that. Mashem can assure it's under your control. You could tame it, or you could bring it food. You can deal with it. Fire is not under your control at all. So, back to where we're all like, maybe that is the reason. And then, if so, we've got a question. Why did Mishnah write it backwards? Very age. Okay. Zevazin. So I'm in the third line of Tosis. Dehi, the sixth, seventh word. Dehi meshum koyach achem urbo. Vein hoy lech ledai toikim oy shoyoy. If you're going to say there's an element of stringency because there's a koyach achem urbo. There's another element, there's another thing fueling it, mixed with it. Vein hoy lech ledai toikim. And it's not dependent on what either side. Kim oy shoyoy. Show is an example which I can decide where the show should go, but by a fire, I can't do that.
I thought it meant for the diet, the fire itself doesn't have its own task. The animal has some.
I can hear that. In the chumrah, that's not chumrah. That's not a chumrah. That's not considered a chumrah. In fact, the fire and something else fueling it is not considered a chumrah. Now, we have to know, when do we decide something's a chumrah or not? Says Tosis, how do I know it's not a chumrah? I could have thought it's a chumrah. Yesterday, some of us were reading, saying, or 2 days ago, maybe a chumrah is because it's real wild and it can burn to much more damage than other things. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you have to know, is something a chumrah or not? So Tosis says it's not a chumrah. How do I know it's not a chumrah? So I'm going to bring you a raya from a Gemara. Midaloy chosav lo gabe chayma be'ish mibeshoy. Daf. Yud. On the Aleph, the Gemara speaks about chayma be'ish mibeshoy. Chayma be'ish mibeshoy. There's a sudden chumma ish ubeshoy. And what was the chumma ish ubeshoy? Gemara didn't say that it's Kerech Achim Urboi. What did the Gemara say? Well, I've looked at Tafiyud Amad Aleph. Have a look quick. Tafiyud Amad Aleph. Yud Amad Aleph. Top. First word. Chayma b'shoy b'eish. Chayma b'shoy b'eish. Chayma b'shoy b'eish. Shoy's got more chumas than eish. Shoy's got kufa. Chayim shlish mishah eved. Nigmud dina ostano. Moser cheshet v'kotum chay. Mashen gim b'eish. Chayma b'eish b'shoy. She'eish mu'edes mitkilosa. Mashen gim b'shoy. Eish. Is a mu'ad mitzchilosa? Sure, not. Sure, it takes time till it becomes a mu'ad. Says Tosis, why didn't the Gemara say that Eish is Kerech Achim Urboi? Eish is more common than Sure, because it's Kerech Achim Urboi. Why did not give that example? And the fact that Gemara didn't give that example, I had to come up to mu'ad mitzchilosa, means that that's not considered a mu'ad. The fact that Kerech Achim Urboi is not a reason to be mechay. Not a reason why it's mechay.
Yes, why is it? Are you saying it's not?
No, so it says in order to know what's a chumrah, we'll have to bring raya's from Shas. Why? I haven't explained why. But we've got a suffix, something which is I made it, as I made it, it can't damage it. It can only damage it because there's something else fueling it. Is that a reason for kula or a reason for chumrah? It's a reason for kula. Why make gun damage? It needs something else. But Shani, maybe you could look at it as a chumrah. If it's not totally under its own control, it's under forces. So there's two ways that you could look at it. You see which way the Gemara says. The Gemara says the fact that I made something that itself doesn't have an ability to go and damage without any outside assistance is a reason to be made. Right? So that is the it's in the chumrah with the loichoshiv, loka bechumrah me'ish me'bishoy. Now let me ask you, anyone who's learning this thesis, how would you know to look at these words of chumrah me'ish me'bishoy? It wasn't mentioned, it wasn't delineated there by chumrah me'ish me'bishoy. I don't know if you've got these fancy gemaras that tells you where to look. In the good old-fashioned gemaras, it doesn't say where to look. So how would you know to look in that? Yud. How did I get to that Yud?
Oh, in the Golden Shas.
Kivega felt there's a need for us to know where he is. So he talked to us. There's a little ball there. You see the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Tells you to look at football, or baseball, whatever you want to call it. And it tells you to look at Gidin Hashas. And Gidin Hashas, Mitaloi Choshevlo, Lekamon Yud Omed Aleph. So next time you're learning Tesis, and you see it says, Mitaloi Choshevlo, Gabi, Choyme, Be'esh, Be'eshoi. So Mitaloi Choshevlo, Gabi, Choyme, the translation means it's not listed regarding it in the place of. But where is that? Why is it? Where is it? So this could be just possible in the sugi where we're learning, but it's not. So it says if you're here, have a look there, you'll see stuff.
The Rosh
Hashanah was the resident place? Since it wasn't delineated there. Gabe, in the place of or regarding Chayma, maybe Eish, maybe Shur. The Eish is more common than Shur. The Gemara is somewhere. Somewhere the Gemara lists a reason why Eish is more common than Shoy. It's somewhere. And it doesn't say this. It doesn't place this as one of the reasons. It doesn't say, you know why Eish is more common than Shoy? Because it's got Kert out from the Uruguay. It means Fakert. If it doesn't place it there, it means it's not the Chum. The fact that something else is fueling it is not a reason for stringency. It's a reason for leniency.
How do you know that it's for leniency?
Well, you don't. Yeah. You just don't see it's reason for strings. All the we know, lekamon, kame am in the second verse. This next two lines of the Gemara is perhaps not an absolute, really, to answer. But if we are learning the text, we'll learn the text. For all the we know, lekamon. That way it says later on, kame am in the second. Avni Sakino, the Gemara said, somebody puts an Avni Sakino in my soil. You put it on your roof and the wind blows it down. The Gemara says, what's the din? Right? So the Gemara says, what the Gemara say? Maishno ish, the Kuyach Achen Urugoy, Fein Hunach Ledaito. The Gemara wants to say, this is similar to ish. Why? Because Ish has this attribute that it's Kerech Achim Uruboi Be'enoelech Ledaito. So too, Amnes Akin Masai should be the same. So it sounds like it's saying, just that Ish has this Chumah and it's high. So too, Amnes Akin Masai, which has this Chumah, should also be high. Right? Amnes Akin Masai, are you high? Well, look at something else. Eish is chayiv, and it has this attribute. So you share the same attribute, so you should be chayiv. So it sounds very much that Kerech Achim Uruboi is a reason for a chiv. And here we're saying that Kerech Achim Uruboi is not a reason for a chiv. Ochi ka'oma. This is what it means. Maish no Eish. Even though it wasn't by itself, and yet Roy is chayv or yochayv to pay mishum shehu mamoinchal ushmirosoi because it's your mamoin and you're meant to look after it. Even though, despite the fact it's got this kula, despite the fact it's got a kula that's kerech achem uruboi. You're still chayiv because it's your momoi. So to Amri Sakir Masoi, the same thing. Even though it's got a kula on it, it's still going to be chayiv because it's the momoi chosh rasa. Right? So it says the Ketosis, in the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amri Sakir Masoi is chayiv to pay, just like Ish. Because it's Kerech Achim Uruboi, we thought it means because it's Kerech Achim Uruboi, that's why Avnei Sakino Masoi is Chayiv. No, same for Kant. Avnei Sakino Masoi is comparable to Eish because despite the fact that they both share the same leniency, that's Koyach Achim Uvoy, but you see by age, despite the fact Yechayim, because Mamayincha Ushmir Asara, so too. Amay Sakin Masoy, which also has this reason for leniency, that Koyach Achim Uvoy should be Chayim, because Mamayincha Ushmir Asara. Right? It's not because, it's despite the fact.
What makes them think it's a mamancha? If there's a bolt of lightning in your backyard, it lights something. Is that mamancha?
Tell me, that's going to be with the same tesis. It talks about boy and ish. That boy and ish is not really your money in your chayim, so what exactly is the chit?
And again, it says here, I've noticed kind of if it's a hefker knife or something.
So, all that lockets. We'll have to wait until we learn a little bit more. At the moment, we're just learning the cloning.
Do we ever, do we ever consider the magnitude of potential damage to a fire? An ox could destroy a chair, a bench, a fire could not have a neighborhood.
Yeah. So it's clear in this Mishnah, not. It's clear in the Mishnah that the fact that it can do more is not a reason for its fun.
Right. That's kind of.
That's what some of us were timing the other day. Maybe that should be a chumrah. It's clear not. Maybe by the time we finish the period, we'll have a reason why not. But for the timing, we're accepting what's. It's clear that that's not considered. Right. So now that's point number two. The first point of thesis was why only by Shoyim Mavi explained. Didn't explain what the chumrah was, and by. There was there versus ish, it did. That's point number one. Point number two, why didn't it go both ways when explained ish and shoyim mavi? Why didn't it go both ways? Answer is, there is no two ways to go. Ish is the most kal versus shoyim and mavi. It's the most kal versus shoyim mavi. There are no two ways to go. Therefore, there is none. So it didn't go both ways. Ish does have, now this is in like in parentheses, Ish does have something more chomor. It's going out of Urboi. No, that's not a swap of chomor. Arrive in Dav Yud. And what's pshat in Dav Gimel? It doesn't mean because, it means despite. All that was in parentheses to explain point number two. So the Ika point in point number one was, why do we not explain Shoyim Mavi what the chomor is? In point number two is why don't we go both ways by Eish and Shoyim Mavi? I don't know. And then there's like a big parenthesis on that point two. Now there's a point three. Oh boy, lo yotza. No, I must have missed that. So obeseifa, I think we're up to it. No, why are we on second? Yeah, obeseifa gababoy. Obeseifa. But just after the chul, right? It's first word line is shno ish. Point number three. B'seifa gabe boy.
We say
yes, we did. B'seifa gabe boy. In the sefer regarding boy. So now there was in the Mishnah we had shoy gabe mave shoy. Lo zebezeh kari ish. Lo zebezeh kari boy. And there also, the Mishnah didn't speak out both ways. Why did the Mishnah not speak out both ways there? So by Eish, we said it couldn't speak out both ways. Why? There wasn't both ways to speak. But by boy, there is. What's unique in boy? And that, mucham oben zeb zeb zeb. Because shoy, mave, Eish are not chilas asiyos lehezek. It's not. When I made the barbecue in my own house, was to make a barbecue. It wasn't a make a mazik.
That's what we just said in Dafyot. The issue is to
Mu'adim mitzvos. Mu'adim mitzvos. It's a different thing. Care that takes time to become more. So the sefer gabe boy have a motzil emeima. He could have said loy hare haboy. It could have also gone the other way around. Loy hare haboy shetchilas asiyos lenezek kari einu. That boy is more chomer than that the kulo is like the other three, because boy is tchilas asiyos lenezek. So why didn't they go both ways? Eish, you've answered me, because there is no two ways. But boy, Or you could have said both ways. Rechosh, the Tana wasn't bothered about that, to go both ways. Mefisha hifsik peish. Since by Asher it stopped going both ways, because there was nothing to go both ways, so Mela keeps symmetrical. By Asher we didn't do it, so by Boy also we won't do it. Despite the fact that by Boy we could have done it. Okay, that's point number three. Point number four of Tosis. And this is really the end of Tosis, the last point of Tosis, and Ksaskosh is a new Tosis. Oh boy, point number four. Boy, lo yrotzo lishnois koidem ish. This is like Rashi already pointed out. Why is it that we're going with shoy, mave, ish, boy? Why not shoy, boy, mave, eve, like the order of the Mishnah? Boy, lo yrotzo lishnois koidem ish. Boy, we didn't want to mention, don't mention the word of boy before ish. Why? Tim Kane, have a osi, Eish mine. You would have been able to learn Eish from it. You wouldn't have needed the Pasuk of Eish. If the Pasuk writes boy and shoy, let's say, you wouldn't need Eish. You would not need a Pasuk to tell me that Eish is chayv. Because everything of Eish is in boy and shoy. Why? All of the obvious zikin can be derived from boy and another one. If you would put boy together with any other one, you would have been able to learn the other ones from. Could all mean on the Gemara? So Al-Mish has come to tell me that we needed the Pasuk of Eish. You couldn't learn Eish from Shoy and Mavet. But had you put in the word boy, Shoy and boy, then you would have been able to learn Eish. Because let's make it out, let's work it out. Shoy is coming also in Azik. Eish isn't. So maybe Eish wouldn't be Chayev. But boy is not coming also in Azik. Yeah, boy is Chayev. So what then? Eish should be Chayev. No, boy is got Itzchumah. What's Itzchumah? Tchilas Asiyos and Azik. But Shoy doesn't have that. Shoy doesn't have Shkiras Asiyos and Ezek, and yet it's Chayiv. So it's not the Chumras that are causing it. Shoy and Boy, the reason why Shoy and Boy are Chayiv, are not because of the Chumras of it, but rather because
I'm Tzad Shabbat.
Tzad Shabbat, Shabbat. If so, Eish is one.
What's the Tzad
Shabbat? What's the Tzad Shabbat? And Moin Chah Shmira Sarah.
The
Moin Chah Shmira Sarah. Shoy and Boy are Moin Chah Shmira Sarah. I don't want to say Moin Chah. So to Ish. Darkan Hazik or Shmirosan Alecha. You'd be able to learn Ish from it. So if we put in Boy, you'd be able to learn Ish from it. So we didn't want to talk about Boy. That's why we spoke about Shoy and Shen, Keren and Shen. Well, you can't learn Ish from Keren and Shen, right? Because those have Ruach Chaim. You can't learn Ish from Keren and Shen. Because Karen and Shane have Ruach Chaim, Ish doesn't. Okay, that's why you need the Pasuk of Ish. Because you can't learn Ish from Karen and Shane. So we're not mentioning Boy. If you had mentioned Boy, then you would be able to learn
Ish.
If already, and we just spoke out, Karen is Chaim with Kamanos and Ahazik. So that's not a reason why Ish should be Chaim, because there's no Kamanos and Ahazik. But Boy is not Kamanos and Ahazik and Chaim. So if you're chayef for boy, you should be chayef for ish. No, but boy is tchilas asiyos and nezek. Shoy is not tchilas asiyos and nezek. And if you're chayef for shoy, you should be chayef for ish. No, but maybe each one's got its own chumrah. That doesn't make sense. The reason why it'd be chayef for each one is not because of its own chumrah. If I could explain to you one reason, which will explain both why the chayef. Each one's got its own individual reason to be machmir, but there's one common denominator that will explain both, and that's mamon chosh mirosan alecha. Eish also says that. I don't want you to dark and lahazik or shmirosan alecha. You were meant to look after it and you didn't look after it. That's why you're chayef for boy and that's why you're chayef for shoy. So Eish is one.
But Eish has something different unique.
What's unique about Eish?
Well, Eish has another element that comes along and doesn't have any.
That's no reason to be chomo. It's a reason to be kal. Not a reason to be chomo.
What?
That's not a reason to be chomo. There's no reason for stringency, as Tosfos just spoke out beforehand. It's not a reason for stringency, it's mochak from the Gemara. The Gemara says, doesn't list it in chomo mi eish mi b'shoy.
It's a kula.
It's a kula.
So mashma, it shouldn't be chayav. No or not from these two guys. These two. No? Since there's another element. Came into the equation.
Oh, that's what you're asking. You're asking, so that's a good kasha. Asking, maybe how can you learn from boy and shoy? Those things don't have koch achem or boy. And this does, that's a good kasha. You know who asked that kasha? Very good kasha. Yes. There's nothing, but please ask that kasha. It's a very good kasha. I'm not mistaken, ask that kasha. Yeah.
Because it's a kula,
and that's no reason why the reason just told us it's a kula. So if it's kula,
then why should it be liable?
Then how can you learn it from Boyish? Then from Boyish, that takes us a family base.
So the use of that kula then would be to keep it off the hook. Say so both of those are liable because they don't rely on outside the koa. The other one relies on outside koa, so why should the person be chayav? There's no reason.
What you arguing about?
I was pretty sure Tosfos asked the question. I didn't see that actual question now. Oh, we have to look into that. So we also good guys, we have to come up with an answer for that. I thought this speaks about it seems to be a different nakuda. How can you learn age from Shem Boy? Tosfos just told us boy is a reason for leniency, no reason for chomo. So maybe you wouldn't be high for very good, good. We have to work out how to say. Right? So once again, let's just finish off this point of Tosfos.
Or also has another factor. The shore has to fall into.
And yet you're chayav.
And you're chayav, so therefore you'd be chayav by.
Hey, so it's not exactly the same. Boy, what I made can make that hazard. As long as the person
is in. Something else comes to it.
Yes.
Which isn't another force.
Well, one, but the actual damage is not another force. It's okay. The actual damage. The thing that damages on its own. And the fire is the damage that can't damage on its own. Yeah. Lina, you have to look that one up. That's a very good one, right? It's a question on the ground of here on the base. The Gemara here on the base says clearly you can learn H from Shor and Bor. So we have to work out what the Pshat and the Gemara there. So we're saying really, if we'd have Shor and Bor, you wouldn't need H, you wouldn't need the Pasuk of H. So why is the Mishnah speaking out in such a long-winded way as if you do need the Pasuk of H, right? The Mishnah says, well, if you have Shor and Shan, then you wouldn't know H, so you need the pasuk for H. Why are you doing that? It's unnecessary. Says Tosfos, Batano, Herich, Lahagdil, Toyo, Biyadi. The Tane was Marich to be Magdil Toyo, to show the Toyo is very big, how every little aspect of the Toyo speaks about is somewhat different to the other two, although, in actual fact, Arach HaMayis says don't need it. Because H you could learn from Shor and Boy, but you see, H is somewhat different to Shor and Shen. Hagdil, Toyo, and Hadish.
Don't we say also that it's to give categories of Avos so that we know that the Tolda is a Kiyotzeban? In other words, which halachas are going to apply to what type of damages?
Yeah, that's going to be, the Gemara is going to say it. If you could learn them all from two, why do you need a territory? To tell me the kulas, tell me about the parts of the kulas, for like you're saying, to know which one would for which kula. And this algamah is going on, why do you need to know your chayiv? Not why do you need to know your positive. Why do you need the positive to say your chayiv for these things? We meant you could learn it from Shoy and Boy. Right? Okay, the last part of Tosfos is a new point of the new Tosfos speaker on in summary, Shoy and Bemetit is a separate point, which we'll leave because we've gone rather over time. Okay. I wish you all a good day. What do we need you to do? We need you to go over Tosis. You've learned it, you've prepared it, you've had Shina about it, and now do it yourselves. Go over the Tosis, work it out, see how we came out and share what we did it. Build yourselves up on that. Once you've done that, we have a little bit more of Tosis Duke Saskosha, and then you can start the Gemara, Midiktoni Obis, Klaudik Atoldis, which will take you all the way till Tona Rabbanon, five lines down on Omid Bis. Okay. Wow, these two are getting longer. No, but it is. It's time. It's a new type of limit as well. Okay, should be well.
Where's the second one?